Well, friends, today we're having our daily devotional at Mount Sandal Fort, just behind Sarah, who's doing the video work today. And this is supposed to be the oldest settlement in Ireland. Now, I've brought a friend with me today, the Westminster Shorter Catechism. This one was published in 2008, but as a matter of fact, this old catechism is 370 years old. It was first published in 1647, and it's a wonderful summary of Christian doctrine. And you know, in these days in which we're living, many people are afraid. They wonder where God is in all of this that's going on with the COVID-19. But you know, God is very much in control. Come here. Here's with us today as well, as you can maybe see. But I just want to share a wee catechism with you. Number 7, what are the decrees of God? The decrees of God are his eternal purpose, according to the counsel of his will, whereby for his own glory he hath foreordained whatsoever comes to pass. That just means God is in control. Nothing happens outside of God's will, God's plan, and God's purpose. And the proof text is Ephesians 1:11-12, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. We should be to the praise of his glory. God is in control. God is working all things out after the counsel of his own will. Question number 8, how does God execute his decrees? God executed his decrees by the works of creation and providence. That word providence again just means that God works in everyday situations in life. Daniel 4:35, he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. So don't lose hope. God is still very much in control. God's works of providence are his most holy, wise, and powerful preserving and governing all his creatures and their actions. Psalm 145:17, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Hebrews 1:3, upholding all things by the word of his power. Psalm 103:19, God hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. And then those lovely verses from Matthew 10, where the Lord Jesus says, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. His eye is on the sparrow. And I don't know if you can hear the birds singing in the forest or not, but they're not afraid, they're not worried. God looks after the sparrows. Are you not much more precious than they? May God bless you and encourage you in the knowledge that all things are in control. Thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow.